Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and
me,
it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
Last 2 hours of the week, and this wasn't a holiday week, right?
No.
Full week?
Full week.
Went fast.
It did.
This one felt like it's kind of flown by. Maybe not for everyone, but you and I think the fact that there's so much sports going on. The Padres are playing meaningful games. We've got playoff games and basketball and hockey. We've got football back. Just makes things kind of flow a little bit better in our line of work here, Woods.
Yep.
So. It has been a good one, and we still have a lot to get to coming up later this hour. We'll be joined by our buddy Craig Elston with his Crossing Stream, streaming television recommendations at 7:35. I believe the Emmy Awards are coming up this weekend as well, so we'll have some award winners to talk about coming up soon.
It's got a virtual, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're doing like Jimmy Kimmel hosting from remotely, or how they're doing it.
More Zoom.
I know. And then Friar Friday in our final hour at 8:35, we'll be joined by the skipper, Jace Tingler, manager of your second-place San Diego Padres, will be looking to clinch a playoff spot perhaps as soon as this weekend against the Seattle Mariners, a series that got shifted from Seattle's T-Mobile Park down to Petco Park and will be played. So the Padres will be in their own ballpark tonight as the road team to kick off a three-game series against the Mariners. Jace will join us at 8:35, and all of our guests appearing on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, SDCCU Online and Mobile Banking. Let's do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Also have the U.S. Open, which is ongoing this morning. It's been a busy morning for Justin Thomas. He has already lost the lead and retaken the lead. And Woods, he doesn't tee off for another 3.5 hours. Thomas Peters had been 2 under and taking on from 4 to 6 under. He has given those back. He is even on the day back to 4 under. And Justin Thomas, once again, your sole leader after his course record tying 65 yesterday at Wingfoot. Good round on a tough, tough course. I mean, there are some deep gruff, deep bunkers.
What is gruff? Is that some grass and
Billy
rough?
Billy Goat's gruff.
There's some deep gruff there. That's a good word, actually, gruff, for what the rough is
it
there.
Is.
Yeah. Honestly, I didn't hit the alarm. I was like, wait, is that a real term?
Gruff, that's a
well,
golf term.
If it wasn't, it is now.
See, now
I was in the gruff all day.
I can throw out golf terms, and you'll believe me if I say it with confidence.
It's true. It is true. It was funny, man. I went and played yesterday at just the little that Lomas executive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I walked the course, and I got paired up. I saw the threesome walk up, and it was a dad and his two sons, and I'd say the kids were about 11 and 9, would be my guess. And they were okay. I mean, you know, they're kids, like, learning the game. So we play a few rounds, and I noticed this guy swings it pretty well. This guy, he's hitting a lot of greens. And I was like, oh, how often do you get out? Oh, I try to get out a few times a week. Okay. Well, small talk. So what do you do for a living? He goes, I'm actually trying to become a professional golfer. I've been playing qualifiers for the Corn Ferry Tour, and I'm like, oh, well, that explains why I'll hit one 8 feet from the hole and feel really good. You'll hit one 3 feet from the hole. Every time I hit a great shot, he bettered me. But he and I got to talking about some of the weird rules of golf and just some of the things. I had asked him a question about a lie in the bunker, and he told one of his kids, he goes, well, hey, you know you can move that to a better lie in the bunker because there are no rakes. If they're not raking the traps, you can move it to a more favorable lie.
That's a temporary COVID rule.
Temporary rule,
yeah.
Which I had no idea. I thought it was played as it lied. So then I start firing off questions to him. So me and Paul have been playing a lot, and we've been playing some courses where it's just been moist around the greens and stuff. So I'll hit a ball up, and of course I'm short of the green every effing time, and it just goes, and it sticks in the mud. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I have to play this as it lies, right?
Because embedded ball rule.
Embedded ball rule. I learned about that yesterday. I don't have to take a stroke or anything.
You know
what's
so interesting? So if you're playing on a wet morning and your ball does stick, you know, makes an indentation into the ground where it lands and it gets stuck in there,
yeah,
you can lift clean and place it with no penalty. However, if you wipe the dew off the grass to give yourself like a little smooth – that's a penalty.
That's a penalty.
That's
I saw that.
That's one of the strange rules of golf. And so, you kind of have to know them. I mean, it has come into play in majors before. Remember Dustin Johnson in Wisconsin at the Open a few years ago when he played, he grounded his club thinking it was a waste bunker, but it was an actual sand bunker. And on the eight last hole,
he put
his club down and had to take the penalty because he didn't think he was in a real sand trap, but it was technically a real sand trap. And he had to take the penalty, and it cost him on the last hole of the Open at a major.
What is the – we were talking a lot about bunkers yesterday, too, because the guys are so good now. If they're 320 yards from the green and it's surrounded by bunkers, they're like, screw it. I'd rather hit from the bunker these days than hit from the rough. So they'll go for it a lot more. Bunkers actually used to be real hazards. I don't mind necessarily when I get in the bunker these days as much as I – as much as you're supposed to fear.
I am afraid of bunker shots just because you're supposed to swing pretty hard and
yeah.
get behind it. And
if you go thin.
When you go thin and just knock it 40 yards over.
Ping pong back and
that,
forth.
Because then you're going to make a triple bogey for
well,
sure.
Well, the grounding of the club, though, in the bunker, I see that a lot with many of the foursomes that I play in. You can't do that. I think people don't realize you can't ground your club. You have to hold it in the air. And then hit down, and it's a whole
thing. What are some of the other interesting rules of golf that you've become acquainted with as you've learned more about this fine sport that I enjoy so much?
Man, there was one that I saw about a cactus. Let's say you're playing, like, in Arizona or something, right? How about this? Your ball lands next to a cactus. What do? Because you don't want to hurt yourself hitting a golf shot. According to the rules, you can wrap an arm or a leg in a towel to protect yourself from the needles while playing your shot, but you cannot cover the cactus with a towel. You can cover yourself, but you can't cover up the cactus.
You know, that's interesting. When I was growing up, one year at Torrey Pines, though, at the Farmers Insurance Open, back then it was probably the Shearson, Lehman, Hutton, Andy Williams Open, Craig Stadler famously on the 15th hole hit his drive under a tree. And when he was playing it, he had to play from his knees because the tree was so tall. But he didn't want to get his pants wet, so his caddy put a little towel down for his knees, and he hit the shot just so his knees wouldn't get wet. Well, after the round, they determined that that is building a stance. He was giving himself a better stance.
Oh, my God.
And they penalized him and
a
cost
stroke?
Him. Yeah, huge. I think he would have finished like second or something, and ended up, you know, losing. I think he was disqualified because he signed incorrect scorecard at the end of the tournament.
What's worse, unwritten rules in baseball or actual written rules in golf?
The golf rules can be weird. Now, they streamlined them a couple of years ago. I mean, they had some really bizarre ones before that, like a half-eaten apple.
I saw that
one. A natural impediment, so if it's like in a bunker, you can't move it. But if it was a whole apple,
you could move it.
Then it's a loose impediment.
I'm going to bring apples and start throwing them in bunkers to beat the guys that I play with.
I think one of the strange ones that I've never totally understood. So a caddy is not allowed to provide shade for you while you're hitting your shot. So if he has like a screen or something just to hold up so you don't get too hot, that's a penalty. You can't be shaded by your caddy while hitting a shot.
That's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I always... When I usually lose a lot of balls, so I have to take a lot of drops, which, and I always count my stroke. You know, I'm taking a drop here. What's the rule on a drop? Let's say because I slice, so I go right. The rule is you drop near the air, because I'm very, very generous with my drops.
I played with you, I know. Well, and if you're an amateur, if you're being serious with drops, it can be a long round, because technically you can only drop over on the grass where you're playing if you actually cross that. So if you're like hitting over a canyon and you technically don't ever make it over, you can't put it on the other side unless there's a drop area. You have to have actually
cleared it
over it. And even if you blast it high but you go way right of it, you can't give yourself, if you like go off the tee and you like 40 yards off the tee is where you cross over the hazard line, then you only get to go 40. Even if you hit it 200 yards, you have to drop it 40 yards
off
the tee. But
let's say there's no canyon. Let's say I'm just on a hole and I drive a ball and it slices into somebody's backyard. Where do I take it?
If you're in the backyard, then you're out of bounds and
right.
You have to re-tee.
Oh, that's, you have to re-tee.
Yes, you don't.
You don't get a drop.
Unless it's a lateral hazard, which is the red stakes, then you get to go up there.
All right, this changes
but
everything.
If you're out of bounds, which is the white stakes with the tips, you actually are stroke and distance. You got to go all the way back to where you played your last shot, whether it was on the tee box or elsewhere.
So if you just
and that's stroke and distance.
So if you just blast one at completely right, out of bounds, I just have to hit it again.
You just have to hit it again.
And hitting my third shot.
And you're hitting your third.
Kill me.
So
that changes a lot of our
score.
Paulie, we're dead.
If you're just trying to have fun and you're an amateur golfer, I don't necessarily recommend it because it can be a long, long day, especially at Mount Woodson.
Paulie, we are dead.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal.
I did not know. I swear, I thought you dropped it like where it went out.
Not out of bounds.
Oh, my God.
I was doing some research myself. I found a weird rule that is very applicable to me and similar style golfers.
Yeah, like-minded.
Like-minded golfers. So here's the scenario. You played one of your favorite balls with a one on it and hit it into a greenside bunker. Your playing partner hits his ball to almost the identical spot, and when you get there, you discover he was playing the same ball with a one on it as well. Neither one of you put an identifying mark on the ball. What to do? Rule 12-2 says that both balls are viewed as lost, and
they're
both
lost.
Players are penalized a stroke. I did not know that.
That's
you go back to go back because
and
you don't
hit
know
it
which
again.
One's yours.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's happened how many times for us, Woodsy, over
that's,
the last couple of months?
I thought he wanted to put like little dots or something. On
I,
your
that's
ball.
Why people. I do it now too. I just did it because I thought it was cool.
And make sure that you're not playing the same ball as someone else.
Wait, you should a Titleist one or a Titleist two?
I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember. I have no idea.
Wait, red Titleist. Mine's an orange Titleist. I think.
Paul
wait,
has,
I don't
Paul
know.
Has putted my ball. I putted our buddy Sam's ball. I think one of us hit Ben's ball. Awful. All right, clean it up. Clean it up. No, I'm excited. So it's already underway right now. Here we go. Let's see. Hey, guys, not sure if she does it anymore, but Laura Davies will hit her driver on the ground on the tee box to create a mound, put the ball on the mound, and tee it that way instead of using a tee. Thought that was pretty interesting.
You can do that on a tee box. Yeah, you can give yourself a little just kind of chunk the ground a little bit. And,
really?
Yeah, lift up the ground.
I always step on my ball behind it, give it nice smooth.
You can do that on the tee box.
On the
tee
box. Can't do it anywhere else.
Yes, but you can do that.
What about this?
A little more
latitude. I hit it into the gruff, Ben.
In the gruff.
I hit it in the gruff. I can lean down and pick little pine needles away from it as long as the ball doesn't move.
Right. So sometimes you're playing a real game of Jenga.
Yeah, you really are.
And you're like on a pine needle, like, can I pull that out
without the ball
moving? The ball. Yeah, that is loose impediments, you are allowed to move the golf course.
Fascinating. Freaking fascinating.
It is. It's one of the things that keeps people from playing golf because they have so many intimidating rules. It's not that approachable.
It's not approachable at all.
Yeah, just get to the driving range. Have some fun. You know, don't worry about the rules of golf. If you're trying to get into the sport, when you get into tournaments, then you need to know for sure, hey, I got all the rules set. And, things have changed, though. They've tried to make it a little easier. Like, used to when you were dropping a ball, you had to hold it straight out from your shoulder and drop it like that.
The waist.
Now you drop it, from down between your waist and your knees. You just drop it
boom.
Really close to the ground.
Yeah, they used to have to hold it high.
Exactly.
And can you pick it up and do another one or no?
In the old days, you had to do it over your shoulder. You had to actually, drop it behind your back over your shoulder.
And you can't do it twice.
Well, if it bounces too far away, then you pick it up and do it again. But once you've dropped it, if it's in the area where you're supposed to drop it, then it's live again.
So I can drop it from as long as my arm is.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right there. That's fine.
Boom. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now I know. This is fascinating. Sorry.
I don't know
if
it's fascinating for anyone listening, but we are giving
you a good golf rules education. We got a lot of golfers, man. We got a lot of
golf rules education.
Okay. Bob Mark says, new golf OB rule. You take a two-stroke penalty, place it on the side of the fairway. This was done to speed up the game. I'm all in
is
favor
that
of that.
Is that an official rule? I don't know.
He says OB, O-bounds. It could also
I
be
like
Ocean
that.
Beach.
I like that, that you speed things up and get the game going. Because the last thing is you think you're in bounds. You get down there,
then you
got to
go back and tee off.
Foot out of bounds, and like I got to walk or drive all the way back to the tee. The next group's already sitting there looking at you like, "What are you doing here?"
I got to
wait.
Hit this one.
You know, that's technically what you're supposed to do, but you never really want to end up doing that if you're just playing a casual round.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I really could talk about this all day. This is the new love of my life, and I'm very fascinated by it. Sorry.
All right, we can't though because we've got Don't Do This coming up next, Woods.
Yeah, we do.
Food snob Ben has a complaint.
Oh, boy.
About a new menu item, and it's not the Dougarito. Earlier, it's something else entirely. We'll get to that coming up. It's Ben and Woods. This segment of Ben and Woods, ironically, brought to you by the Golf Mart.
Shocking.
Of course.
Shocking.
Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.